four, three, two.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have another wonderful evening. And today happens to be Friday. Excuse me, Saturday. And it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and the date is November 5th, 2011. So today is Saturday. And we may go a little bit over tonight if we wanted to maybe get some more questions and do some work with maybe like a Q&A. People can ask questions about Lightship healings, and we'll just see how that works out. And this is for education for all of you here. So let's go to the Lightship in about 5 minutes to bring in some peace energy. Remember, you have to be live on the program to go to the Lightship. So if you are listening to an archive, you'll feel peace energy during the whole process here. So here it comes. Bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. And like I said, if you're new, you want to just go to Creation Lightship Healing and scroll down a little ways to see the light beam, and we're going to energize it right now. So I'm going to bring in the males this time. So normally it's the female energy is coming. So here comes the males. So one, three, four, and five. Okay, and we'll get them to come in more. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so the males are here. You should feel that peace energy coming. And the reason why you cannot go to the Lightship if you're listening to an archive is because you have to be connected to me for me to take you up live on this program here. So you're going to hear what's happening, and that means that if you wish to come on, just maybe come on next week. So here we go, everybody. You can bring up your animals, pets, flower, tree, gardens. The light beings will be working with you. Request one, physical healing. Some people want to know if they can request better spiritual growth or to have their chakras or third eye opened up so they can see more. No, it's strictly physical healing. That's all they're concerned with, is to get rid of the DNA that has judgment stored inside of you for ascension. And our physical problems result from having these issues. Remember, you're living the life of your ancestors, and all of their stuff, their baggage, is passed on to you. So you have many backpacks on you, and you want to get that off. So in the clearings work according to your belief system of your ancestors. Remember, they're controlling your life. So it depends how much those energies are with you, how much emotional densities you brought forward in this lifetime up to now, as to the amount of healing that you're going to have, along with how much spirit you have with you. So here we go, everybody. You want to think of one issue. We're going to go to the Lightship. You can bring up your pets and flower, tree, garden, plants if you wish. And I'm going up right now. I'll count to five to bring you up. And you will feel the room change. You're going to be in zero time, which means no time at all. You're going to be in source energy with no time, because the source energy never created time. So here we go, going up. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're going into the first room, and this room here happens to be a room that looks like it has a volcano energy. So request healing. And I got that. I might be breaking up. Maybe Don can hear me. That's what I have on the fast chat here. So Carrie says I sound okay to her. So here we go. Volcano room. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's the energy. And again, just sit back, relax, request your healing. Going into one other room, and looks like we have sound problem too here. Voice breaking up, Larry says. Maybe somebody could call BBS on one of the numbers there and just see if maybe they can monitor what's happening. Here we go. And going up to another room, we're going into the room that has the goldfish. Request healing. One, two, and you might just call in on the telephone, people. The number is for station two, 760-569-7676. Pin code 192919#. 192919#. So here we go. Goldfish energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's go to another room. We'll go into the room where the golden whales are. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. Let's see, everybody's complaining about the sound breaking up. So we'll just keep on going here. This is the golden whale. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, you might go to the access code for station two on the telephone. Maybe try that. And here we go. We're going to another room. This is where the giraffes are, so request healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Let's go into another location. We'll go in where the elephants are. Request healing again. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the crystal jeweled room. And again, request healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll just see if Carrie's there. We'll see if her voice is okay. So are you out there, Carrie? We can do a test here. Maybe she's not out there. Okay. You there, Shannon?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, your voice sounds good to me. Maybe people can comment if your voice is good. Maybe it's just my line. I don't know.
Hi, Ron. Sorry, I just stepped away for a sec. I can hear you fine.
Yeah, we're sounding good on our end here, so the phones are working good.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just trying to reach BBS on my other line, so I'll keep doing that.
Okay, and let's go to another location. Let's go into the room that has the, how about the baby seals? So here they come. Little small seals are going to come over with their mother. So one, two, three, four, and five, okay? And we'll bring in some purple light energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, okay. So let's go to one other room. We'll go into the room that has the hot tubs, and this has pink energy. Hot tubs with pink energy. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. I guess we'll come back from the light ship. Oh, we got cancer scan room. Okay, we'll go into there. So let's go into the room that scans for cancer cells. Remember, we do these clearings on our 20-hour dollar calls on Monday and Friday. So here we go. Cancer scan room. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more energy coming our way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. We're going to another room. We'll go into the room that has the cactus energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll go into the room that has the silver waterfall energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's go into one other room here. And we're going to go into the room that has the butterflies. Here they come. Request your healing. Remember, each room you want to request healing because those light beings will help you. And they take on the physical form that we're talking about. So here comes the butterflies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so how's the sound out there, everybody? Anybody, did it get fixed on BBS? Maybe you can type in if it's still poor sound. It seems like we have poor sound a lot on station 2 here, probably 90% of the time, so I don't know what to do with that here. So let's go into another location. We'll go into the one where the black whales are. Request healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll come back from the light ship. And your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are now coming down with you. And I'll just count slow as we come back down. You can actually feel the energy as you come back here. So remember, you can call in on the telephone if you wish, 760-569-7676, and then 19-29-19-pound. 19-29-19-pound, and so here we're going to come back here. So coming back down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, Carrie, and we also have a sponsor, so she'll be coming on also. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I am, yes, and I hope everybody can. I'm going to talk slower because I listened for a moment there, Ron, and it's patchy, but we can hear some of the what you're saying. It didn't sound too bad when I was listening, so maybe it is getting better. I'm not sure. anyway, so thank you for the trip to the light ship, and welcome everybody to Saturday night. We are on Station 2, and hopefully some of you have perhaps called into the number and can type in and let us know if the call-in number, the listening number is good. That's the number that Ron's just given out a couple of times. So as Ron said, we have a sponsor tonight, and Shannon is joining us this evening. So Ron, maybe we'll just go ahead and bring Shannon on. And perhaps, Shannon, when you come on, you could just say your question two times in case it breaks up the first time. That might help people listening to if they don't catch the whole question. So are you out there, Shannon?
I'm out here. Thank you, Carrie, and thank you, Ron, for having me on.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And thank you. Okay, do you have a question or about the light ship, or just a question in general about healings? We'll turn it over to you, Shannon.
Well, I do have had a conversation with my husband just this evening, and I have a question. I thought, why is it out of billions of heavily mind-controlled people on this planet that just several hundred of us are awake to your information? What is it about us that we are not mind-controlled enough to get it?
Well, I would think maybe you're tired of being here. Maybe you knew about ascension at the time of Jesus or even before that, and you probably now want to make sure that you can get out of here. A lot of people that I work with typically may have been around Jesus 2,000 years ago, so that could be one reason. Another one is just that maybe you finally catch on to the mind control and what's here, and you're just tired, maybe sick and tired of actually being controlled by it, so you may have looked for a way to get out of it, to get out of the box that you're in here, and that's what we're doing is doing that. Remember, most people that I find in the lecture circuits that I see and hear about, they all give this razzmatazz, great lectures, but there's no ideal commercial, where's the beef, you know? So they talk a lot, but they have nothing that hits the pavement. And what we do here is healings and hit the pavement all the time with people so that you're able to understand and know that this is real. But most people just talk a lot. You know, and when they talk a lot, they inflate their egos and trying to inflate other people's egos. And, you know, Source Energy is not interested in that. It's just giving information out to people. And then you have your own choice and discernment on what you want to do with the information. Back to you, Shannon.
Okay, and thank you for that. And also, I have another kind of question like that. Are the aliens controlling all these people who are protesting in the U.S. and around the world? Are the aliens causing them to do that? Are they just
everything here has mind control patterns to it, so very possibly it could be. Maybe they want to exchange one type of energy for another. I was talking to somebody when I was in New York, and they sort of stated, just paraphrasing, that somebody was behind the New York one. Now, this may not be correct information at all, but this is what this person was telling me, and that this person wanted everybody to put signs up to have the banks get closed or to take your money out of banks. Well, that's exactly what they want everybody to do so we could have a different type of currency. So if all the banks were to close, then you'd be forced into using something else, like maybe a credit card or something, which would move you more into more control, and that's kind of what you know, we're talking about back in New York. Whether that's true or not, I have no clue. But, yeah, everything, you know, could be controlled by that. And George is saying, impossible for me to hear. So I'm going to just hang my phone up, and maybe you guys can hang yours up, too, and have Don call us back. Okay, everybody, we're back again. Hopefully the sound is better. Maybe they corrected something. Let's hope so. So type in the fast chat if you're hearing me okay. Here we go. So, well, you're probably go to the light ship again, but I want to make sure that the sound is working okay. So let's, can you sing a song, Carrie?
Oh, really?
How about a nurse?
Well, you know, it's Guy Fawkes Night in England tonight, so we have Remember the 5th of November. But I don't know if there's a tune to that. Phone line is now fine, says Marie. I know the phone line was working before. How about, you know what, I'm just going to turn my volume up a little bit and see if I can hear us talking.
Okay, so here we go. I'll talk.
Yeah.
So testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing,
now I have
one,
total
three,
blank.
blank.
I know yeah, there's a delay, I know, between us talking and it being broadcast, but yeah, I don't hear a thing. Okay, I'm turning the volume down. So you guys, if you can hear us, if somebody can type yes, we hear you on the computer, or no, we do not, that would be really great. Music cutting, okay, no sound. Voice on phone, off and on, now off, says Larry. Oops, spoke too soon, dead air on phone now. Okay, still on the phone, sounds good here, says Freedom. Oh, no, then Freedom says no. Okay, so it sounds like it's not working anywhere right now. I'm going to turn my volume up a little bit. Yep, nothing at all coming over the internet on station 2. Let me see if station 1 is working. That might help us. No, yes, I do hear stuff on station 2. Okay, so I'll turn that off and I'll turn us back on. Let's see if there's anything. No, station 2 seems totally dead. Okay.
So computer.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so it sounds like possibly the phone line is on and off. I'm just not sure, Ron. Yes, no sound either way, says Tom. No sound on the phone line again. Not hearing anything, says Goldie. Everett's just resetting and recalling. Takes a little time. Well, Ron, while we're waiting, do you want to do some timeline crashes for problems with BBS Station 2? I wonder if that will help.
Well,
what do you think? That's how we found my wallet.
Yeah, we could try.
Maybe we can find sound.
So, do you think we have sound on the telephone?
Tom is saying no sound anywhere, so I don't think anyone can hear us except us. Janice says no sound on the phone line again. So
I'm just going to hang up. I'll just hang up, and they can see if they can get it fixed here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Actually, there is the phone is working on the conference line, I believe. Should be up and running. All right.
Okay.
I have no sound on BBS, which is on the telephone line, I think. Oh, somebody is emailing me here, so I'll just say phone okay. See what they say here.
Annika says she can hear us on the phone. She's typing into the...
phone okay. Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, then we probably do have, yeah, Maria is saying she can hear us on the phone line. All right. if somebody could type into the fast chat, because it's not letting me type in, any of you who are on the phone, can you type in the phone number and just tell everybody to call in on the phone line? It seems to be the only way. So if maybe, Annika, if you're still listening, if you could type in the phone number and just say, okay.
Okay, so we're probably good on the phone, but not on
on BBS.
Not on the BBS
on
regular
the website, yeah.
On the website, okay. So I'll wait a few minutes here for people to call in.
Okay. Yeah, I'm listening on the computer again. I don't hear anything there, so it must just be the phone line still. Okay. Okay. Yeah, several people are saying they can hear on the phone, so.
Okay, so let's do a timeline crash here.
Okay.
So we'll do this for, I guess probably a timeline crash for maybe communication. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And maybe you could type in how my audio is here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do a another sample clearing here. We'll do one for Let's see. Are you on, Shannon? Do you want to request something? If you're there.
I'm here, Ron. Why don't you do one of your plant clone removals?
Okay. So everybody, just put a plant in front of you if you like, or find one. And what we're going to do now is a clearing to take away the cloned energy of the plant that you have in your room or outside your house or whatever. But you probably want to actually look at it during the clearing here. If it's outside, it's probably dark out. You won't be able to see it. But you may have some house plants. Or maybe you have some flowers in a vase. That'll work too. So here we go. Starting the clearing here. So first cloned plant or flowers is being released now. So one out, two out, three out, four out, five out, six out, seven out, eight out, nine, 10, 11, 12. I actually see it move a little bit. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. 21, 22, 23. And some people's plants have already got all the clones out of them, but we'll keep going. 24, 25, 26, and this only will work on the live program tonight. 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41. There we go. 41 is where it stopped. So most of you, probably maybe the 20s to 41, that's how many clones you've had in a plant. So here we go, coming back in now to make them in wholeness here, make them real for you. Count to five, one, two, three, four, and five. So right now you should actually be looking at a real plant versus a clone plant. So I don't know, we can't probably have any call-ins, but maybe they could use the fast chat to let us know how the plants are looking. So, Shannon, how did your plants look? Did you have any in front of you?
Well, all my plants are silk plants, Ron.
Are steel plants?
Silk.
Silk.
Yes,
okay.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know, you know.
I don't have any real plants.
Okay.
Well, it's possible that they're cloned too, right, Ron? Because you've been saying that everything that we're looking at is
everything
cloned.
Is cloned. But we'll do your computers, so you can feel the energy change on those. We did that last time, I think.
Oh, yeah, that made my teeth feel weird of all things. Yeah,
okay,
go
so
ahead.
Take That's... away the cloned computer that you're looking at and make it the real one that there is here. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And I'll do one more set here. This would be probably 21, 22, 23. There we go. Bring in the computer reel. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
Well, guess what, Ron? I think your timeline crashing worked because your voice seems to be back on the computer.
Okay. So maybe somebody could type in that if we're doing that now.
Yeah. So if you guys can hear us on the computer, type it in. I think Annika can hear us, and I just put the volume up a teeny bit, and I could hear us, or I could hear you anyway.
Okay, so
all right.
Where's it good? One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. So how does that sound, everybody? Sound okay on your end, Carrie and Shannon?
I'll have to turn it up.
One, two, three, four, and five.
Oh, I can hear me saying, guess what, Ron? Yeah.
Okay, good. So that means that it must be working somewhat.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Okay.
All right, so you mentioned that you wanted to take us back up to the lightship. I wasn't sure if that was because of the communication problems or because we have
we'll
more
time.
We'll
go up and we'll go into four different rooms here.
Okay.
So here we go, everybody. Let's only work live on the program here. And so it's not here yet for Dulcie, so let's just make sure that we are having sound here. Make sure that you're on station two, everybody. But if you can hear me, you're probably on station two. So maybe we could type that in for everybody to connect to station two. Let me just see if I can hear my voice here. I'm going to mute my phone for a second here and go into station two and see if I have anything happening here. It doesn't look like I have audio on my computer here. So
it's come back on some and not others. That's interesting. Okay. Well, hopefully people will stay on the phone who are on the phone, and maybe some people can listen. Annika's telling me that it's chopping up again. Okay.
I'm told that my voice is really low on the telephone, too.
Somebody was saying that it's dark and the plants are outside, so they went, oh, Marie, they weren't able to tell. My plant always looks more vibrant when you do that. The one that is across from me at my desk. And Shannon, yours are made of silk. That's funny. Well, you know, let's just keep chatting, and maybe it'll get fixed.
Okay, so Shannon, do you have any other questions since you're the sponsor tonight?
I have a couple of questions about a couple of clearings.
Okay.
Great.
I've been working on the natal barcode, and I did the entire alphabet, uppercase and lowercase.
Wow.
Would that be beneficial? And it took a while, too.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
Very interesting. I've never heard anyone do that before. That's a really great idea. Did you feel a difference after you had done it?
Yeah, I actually did. I felt peaceful. I noticed that when I went to bed, I wasn't so paranoid about going to sleep like I am every night because of the dreams. I felt more peaceful. I noticed it.
Great. That's really great.
So I didn't know, Ron, what you thought about that, doing the entire alphabet upper and lower case.
Yeah, that's good. Remember the aliens abduct you through letters. So by doing all the different letters, that's good because they make words out of the letters. So very interesting. So you probably found out a secret there that they maybe didn't want you to know.
It takes a while, but it's worth it.
Yeah, that's great.
And my second question, I've been working on an interesting clearing. It's called the Alien All Parallel Lifetime Removal.
Mm-hmm.
And could you... I'm doing it, but I don't fully understand it, so could you tell us all exactly what this accomplishes?
Yes, okay, that one is designed to be able to go into parallel lifetimes with the clearings that you have had so far. So we have a lot of clearings up, and the clearings were put on the website for people living on this timeline, okay? And naturally, if you go off to another timeline, that clearing will not affect that. So this allows you to go into parallel lives. So it actually augments all of your past clearings to make them much more comprehensive and allow you to have more freedom. And that's why we put that clearing up, to allow you to go further with the clearing that you've already had.
It's very extensive. I did all the emotional clearing, and now I'm working on the dark side mind control transmissions clearing with that clearing. Maybe it might be confusing to people, but you take a whole lifetime clearing and put it in this alien all parallel lifetime removal, and you go through all the years, like it goes through current to 2000 AD all the way to 100,000 BC. So it sounds like it would be very, very beneficial.
Yep, it definitely is a very good clearing to do. Remember, each time you do a clearing, it's bringing more of yourself back to yourself, and so you're getting those little small puzzle pieces brought back to your skeleton system, and from there, your skeleton will start to have a mass to it, which is what you want to have for ascension. You want to have yourself being here, so that's the holding place. That's your little like home base energy, we'll say, or the place that is used to collect and hold you in this timeline. Otherwise, you're going into some other alien timeline, and your skeleton probably does not even exist there. But the information does come back to you as you believe that you're living a real life. Just like your plant that you may have seen change, if you do have plants, and like your computer. So, remember, they fabricate everything. And it's a little hard for the mind to wrap around that until you actually start sensing and seeing things change. I can do another clearing like we did the other night for eyes, so here we go.
That's the clone clearing.
Yeah, the clone clearing. I'll be doing some more of these clearings as we get the website and the clearing up on the website. But here we go. This is for your eyes. And here we go. Taking out the eyes in you that are cloned. Not real, but they look real. And bring in the real eyes. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, here we go, make you real. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there. And just see how your eyes are feeling right now. So back to you, Shannon.
Thanks. I have a clearing request, but there's two of them that sound similar that are interesting to me. The energetic slime body coat removal and the energetic web coat removal. Maybe you
okay, they are slightly different. So here's the slime one. You're going to feel this sticky stuff being released from your body, okay? The web coat is like spider webs, okay? So we'll take off part of the energies here that deal with the slime. So just think of yourself, remember watching different alien movies where the people have this sticky stuff on them, and this is kind of what it is. So here it is. It's one of the interfaces for the aliens to connect to you. So we're going to just take it off your hands right now so you can actually feel your hands feel better. So I'll just use the word stronger this time. So stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, so kind of look at your hands and kind of see how you feel. See if they feel smoother. Maybe you might have felt something leave your hands, and that's kind of what this is doing. So back to you, Shannon. I can do a sample of the other one, the spider web energies, we'll call it, the web coat. Here we go. This is how you're corded throughout your whole body to the aliens. So here we go. And this will be, I'll do this on your backside, on your back. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, kind of just see how you're feeling there. And back to you, Shannon.
Okay, I have a question. Could you discuss, Ron, the Earth spirit? I was trying to learn more about this by going combing back to archives. Where is it now, and are you here for the Earth's ascension, and are we secondary as far as your health is concerned? Could you tell us all about the Earth spirit and that?
Yeah, I'm here to help the Earth spirit ascend because it did not ascend last time. Because it chose to stay here because humanity didn't catch on to what Jesus was talking about, we'll say. And also the Galactic Space Brothers out there, you know, terminated his life earlier, like about 15 years. So that was when we were supposed to be having the ascension time 2,000 years ago. So I came back to, number one, help the Earth spirit, because that's it's a very big spirit and it needs help, you know, just for the ascension. And the people on the planet also would also have help. And after we started working, we found out that the Earth spirit was basically completely abducted. And from there, you know, we started working with that, and I started working with people like I'd planned to do to begin with. But the whole thing is the ascension of the planet. And the people are basically secondary because they should already, secondary as far as having the healings, because everybody listening and everybody on this planet should have already done the healings because they didn't do it last time. So it gets to be a little confusing for some people who just heard about the light ship, wondering how come maybe they're being, maybe they might think they're being penalized or something. Because they didn't know about these healings and that they need to have them. Well, it's like I say, the original perspective is that people have had 2,000 years here to prepare for ascension because they lost out last time. And that is, you know, a true fact. That's why you're here listening, because you lost the availability of ascension because people, your ancestors, chose darkness in place of light. So that is kind of what is happening. And I'm here to help people, but the dark side is in control a lot, unfortunately, and they don't want you to have the ascension. This is why you should be talking to all of your friends so you can all get out of here and have them come on these programs, have them do clearings, what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And that's kind of, you know, why I came back to help people also. But, you know, we should have, you know, a million people or so listening all the time to the programs. And, you know, I was supposed to typically go out and talk to mass audiences and convention centers and, you know, like rock concerts, we'll say, and have, you know, maybe a half a million people in front of me as I do these clearings for ascension. This is a big deal. And everything kind of went sideways because the dark side is in control of the planet here. But, yeah, it is to basically save the Earth spirit. And the Earth spirit is getting close to 100% now. And I'm not saying that ascension is going to happen when it is at 100%. So it all depends what else happens to the other planets in the light. And when the light ship decides to do the universal shift, which is the ascension process for all planets in the light. So, you know, it's up to the people here to catch on that they do need healings. And it's up to you people listening to tell ministers and everybody else that, you know, time has come, and that they're just leading their people, their flocks of people into darkness by having teachings from the light of the darkness. It's, you know, I do all that I can do with these programs here, but it's up to the people listening to actually, you know, tell everybody about it. And naturally, if people don't understand it and don't get it, then I can't be responsible for those people. So that's, and the darkness will take them away. like they always have done. So it's nothing new. It's just that you don't want to miss the boat, you know. So I guess back to you, Shannon.
If and when we ascend, how do we know when we are actually in the good light? How do we know when we ascend that we made it?
You won't even know about it. You won't have any emotions. There will be no emotions. You won't even know that because you strictly be in the light. And this lifetime that you're living now will not even be a distant memory to you. It'll be completely eliminated out of your consciousness. Because in light, everything is in the moment. And when you're in the moment, there's no judgment, so you don't know what happened, 5 minutes ago.
Because how do we know if we've been pulled sideways or not.
You'll never know that. Because you've already been taken sideways, everybody listening, because you're still here. That's why we're on a planet that has clones walking on it.
So with the spirit barcode removal, at least we'll have a chance of being found by the light chip.
Yeah, that is correct, because light looks for light. It doesn't look for clones with light in them. It looks for light. And it will pick up all those energies that belong to the light. So it won't resonate to the clone body, because that's darkness. It will only resonate to light. This is why the clearings bring back the spirit energies back to your bones and also to your spirit. So this is how it works. And that will be taken. But the other parts of you, other parts of your consciousness, other parts of your spirit portion of your body, remember your body is a spirit too. And the parts of you that could be in some parallel universes will be there, and you may not ever be found. This is the whole process why you need to have clearings to get yourself in wholeness, because your ancestors did not do them for you. So this is actually a gift that you give your body, and it's a gift that your spirit should already be aware of what's happening, and you just need to connect to your spirit to find out how important this is, and it would like to leave here too. It's been stranded here for eons of time, you know? And being, used by the darkness to put energy into these clone bodies so that the darkness can continuously take away the emotions that you're going through and use that energy. But you'll never know.
So a very important clearing would be your new clone removal clearing coming up. That and the emotional clearing.
That will help. That's based on emotional situations that you're dealing with to get rid of the clones that come forth off the timelines. Remember, we first started with the timeline crashings so that you could come back here, and now we're getting rid of the clones completely that are living in your body. So it goes hand in hand with the timeline crashing.
So it sounds like, Ron, from what you said, that the Earth spirit could have ascended last time but chose to stay here for us. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, chose to stay here for you. But, if it wasn't emotions, if the Earth spirit wasn't emotions, it would look at it and say, I wasted my time.
Yeah.
Okay. It had 2,000 years of density that it didn't need to go through.
Yeah. Okay. So, Shannon, did you have any more? I know, Ron, you had mentioned you wanted to take us back up to the light ship, and I'm not sure how much past the top of the hour we're going. I have 51.
Yeah, we'll continue on a little bit here. So.
Okay. So, Shannon,
let's go
back
to the light
to
ship, everybody.
Okay.
So, here we go. Going up. So, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And we're there, and we'll go into the room that has the penguins. So here we go. We'll go into four rooms to request healing. So remember, you have to do a clearing or a healing that is for a physical issue that you have. So one, two, three, 4 and 5. And next we're going into another room. This is where they have the white light. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do another clearing here. We'll do the pink light. That would do amethyst. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll put some more energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and telling you what other room we had a request for. Let's go into the room that has Mother Mary. So here she comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's kind of enjoy that energy there. Everybody who has Mother Mary come to her, normally they'll feel very peaceful, a lot of compassion energy, and you might even have a fragrance of maybe some type of flowers or roses. So, let's, yeah, we got somebody commenting there. Mother Mary's room now, flowers, so wonderful. So here we go. More of the Mother Mary energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So we'll come back from the light ship, everybody. Coming back down. So we're thanking the light being doctors working with us. And we're coming back down. So I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Carrie, we have any questions on the fast chat there?
Yeah, I'm just scanning back right now, trying to find something. Ted's been typing in sort of little sentences about what you've been saying for people that can't hear. So thanks for adding those in there, Ted. Let's see. Dreamer was asking about a dark internet connection timeline clearing, and we did actually do a few timeline crashes, and then the sound seems to have come back a little on Station 2.
So
I'm going back. I'm back 4 pages now in the archives trying to find a question. Somebody was asking about their back, and I'm not sure if I'm seeing the beginning of the question. Let me just click one more page. Does that affect our spine between the shoulder blades? You know, I don't know what that was in reference to. There are not a lot of questions, actually.
It's clear that I did on the back side there with the... maybe it was a slime body. Or yes. Oh, the web coat clearing, probably.
Yeah. So those are conscious life forms. The slime body and the web coat. They're actual alien races, right, Ron?
Yes, they are. Uh huh.
Okay.
Or alien energies from an alien race coming to you. Yes. Energetic connections. Yes.
Okay. And Martha was saying, I feel myself come in more present. With not only eyes, so that's when you did the clone part, the clone eye removal. I don't need magnifiers now, says Kathy. So I'm
scanning
back. I
have one from George
back.
Here. Ask him maybe about the twin fold flame.
Oh, the trifold flame? Yeah, let me go back to that one.
Yeah, that seems to be the teachings... the St. Germain students, the I Am Church, I believe, that's used a lot with them. So that would be people who think that an energy that they call upon is going to be of light and is also going to be a frequency of light, which would be the violet flame. I believe he's talking about that. And that also that could be used to take away your troubles or energies, maybe thoughts. So, yes, that would be light of the darkness energies. It has nothing to do with source energy. And that's just a information that is passed on through different churches and rituals and stuff like that of using an energy to heal yourself with that. The light does not promote anything like that because light is light. It doesn't differentiate between different types of light. I can do that on the light ship when we go there and show you the different energies, but light is light. And you cannot call upon the light to do a healing on you unless you're on the light ship. So the teachings of like the I Am Church is just channeled information. I imagine that very possibly at first it may have been okay. I haven't did really any research on that, but I know it did change throughout time. But it's still the same process. You cannot, the light does not promote itself through anything outside of you. And that's true with all churches. If you go there and you see a picture of Jesus on the wall or Mother Mary, what you're connected to is the light of the darkness energies that portray those particular icons. And that's also true of, you know, the violet flame, etc. And will it help you? Yeah, the light of the darkness can heal. The darkness can heal all the time. But what are you getting hooked up to? And that's, you know, the way you have to look at it. Remember, anything outside of yourself that you're using to do healing work with is connected to mind energy. And unless you have something that has not been tampered with. So if you go up to a tree and nobody has put a maybe a spell, a curse, or hex on that tree or something, then that energy will be of spirit energy from the earth spirit, and that's the conduit from it, which is light, into you. So that would help you. If you go out and you find a rock on the ground and it doesn't have too much trauma in it from its whole lifetime, then it could probably do healing on you also. You might want to wash it and get the energy out of it, you know, so that it will be neutral. So all the energies that would do healing with you will be a neutral energy of peace. What you're looking for is peace. If it's programmed by someone else or a machine or something, then it's going to be full of mind energy brought here by the aliens. And can it work? Of course it can work. But what are you getting hooked up to? So that's the difference. It's light versus the light of the darkness. And the light of the darkness is running rampant here, especially now at the time of ascension. So I guess back to you, probably Shannon, if you want to say something.
We'll do you have time to do a quick clearing?
That's okay.
A mental clearing or earth gridline clearing, whatever is easier.
Okay, so yeah, the mental clearing is designed, really that should probably be, you know, your second clearing to do. Because most people are inside of their heads. And if you don't have that clearing, you may not ever get out of your head to understand true light because your mind is going to take you sideways and talk to you about what you've learned in the past and everything else. So that clearing could help you out immensely. And it could also help maybe your spouse or somebody too, you know, or your friends if they don't understand what you're talking about because the mind energy is what holds them in the pattern of darkness. So here we go. I'll count to 20 to release some of the mind energy. And this would be just a sample of the mental clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay. So that should take away some of your mind chatter, should take away those voices inside of your head. I would imagine that if a channeler who was channeling did the mental clearing, maybe they would not be connected to those aliens any longer. That might help them out a lot. And you can also do this clearing for anybody on this planet and maybe even elsewhere. But you probably don't know anybody elsewhere in the Beyondo, but it would work for them too. But you need to realize that it could help someone out immensely. So you can do that as a absentee-type clearing on anybody on this planet. Just need to go on PayPal, pay for them, and then put their name in, and from there that person will get that healing. So you don't have to ask them, because the mind energy is very strong here, and that's controlled by darkness. And the darkness does not want anybody to be cleared out and to have relief from their agenda here. We'll do a grid line clearing. And this, the grid line clearing normally holds you in place so you cannot move out of a consciousness of where you're living, or out of your city, maybe out of your state or anything like that. So it holds you typically in a small location to keep you trapped. So here we go. Grid line clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay, there we go. So I can just also mention down here in the fast chat, it says the dark... this heals all the time, and everyone's mind is used to this as truth. So, yeah, that is correct. And the energy of John of God, which you probably have heard about in Brazil, and he does different, trips all over the country here at times to do his healing work, and he uses entities, which are dead doctors, emotional bodies of dead doctors, to heal people. So that's what he is using. That's according to, you know, what he states. So, you know, I don't know if I'd want to have a dead doctor work on me. Remember, what are those entities doing to you? It may work fine with his body. You know, he does things that might look kind of strange. People do have healings, but what are they getting hooked up to? Remember, the entities are emotional bodies. Are they giving you emotional traumas by having an emotional body heal you? You don't know. What aliens are using those emotional bodies? Remember, this is what you want to get rid of, is emotions, to get rid of judgment out of yourself. But, yeah, the darkness does show up all the time around people. So that's kind of the way it works. And once you finally catch on that everything outside of yourself, everything that's not attached to your body or outside in the air around you, talking to you, communicating with you, as you do, maybe use those energies at times, will be of darkness, the light of the darkness. Your only source energy that you have is inside of your heart, which is your spirit energy. That is source energy working with you. And most people have betrayed that energy. That's why I put the betrayal energy clearing on the website, because people have betrayed their own spirit. And when you realize that, you may feel really guilty, because you're not communicating with your spirit, so that's why I put that clearing on there. Most people think it's for being betrayed by other people. It's really designed for to go much more deeper than that, to heal your betrayal of how you betrayed your own spirit by not talking to it and going into the light of the darkness, choosing darkness in place of light. Because it just waits, and it's very, very patient. And it waits and waits and waits for you to communicate with it. And remember, the light doesn't care if you choose darkness or not. And I personally would not really want to be a spirit here in somebody's body. I'm sure it'd be pretty lonely. So back to you, I guess, Shannon.
Well, it's, I have 8:06.
Yeah, we can go over tonight. It's okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, I have a kind of a weird question. What is... the controlling Israeli Zionist, Israel, how is that connected to the aliens?
I don't know, but all races here are alien races. You know, all people living here are from alien races. So I you know, to me, they're all about the same. So the
Khazarian controlling Israelis are...
Yeah,
like the
Zionist media. Every race is controlled by aliens. That's why we have wars. Probably dealing with an alien overturning humanity here through wars and bringing forth people being killed through alien wars. And also, the mind control of what's happening. So everything here is alien. As you start to realize that the problem that you're having is not from from people who would like to live in harmony, it's all an alien agenda here of mind control.
So things here are extremely severe, more so than people realize. Because
yes,
it's so,
what
because
I won't
we can't see it or feel it.
Stuff that I had on over a week ago with some a private workshop. So I'll do this here. What I did is I brought in the energetic codes for the Jewish people. And what this was, what happened was people could feel the money codes that they have. So I really, you know, can't go too far out on a limb here, but typically most Jewish people somehow are able to make money pretty easily. I imagine other races could also have the same thing, but what I brought in was the codes that was in their body. Remember, if in the Bible it's talked about the Hebrews of being, you know, the chosen race, okay? So I'm using the word Hebrews and Jewish probably as the same exact thing here. So if I'm politically incorrect, just please forgive me in case that happens, okay? So I'll bring in these codes that they have because they somehow normally, you know, are the bankers and stuff. And I'm not saying that's bad, but they do have the code system in them already from their alien race that brought them down here. So here we go. So whatever that means to you. So just kind of sit there. I'll count to 20 to bring the codes into you and just see how your body feels. How long they'll last, I don't know, but you're going to be having a different energy with you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay, now see how your body is feeling. So this is that code system that is in the DNA that could possibly maybe attract money to you. I can't guarantee that naturally, but you might feel a different consciousness in your body now that maybe was not in you. Remember, we only have a certain amount of people on the planet, so we could all be all races anyway, but this is the one that is more predominant right now for people who maybe are not, I guess using the word, inbred. So a lot of people are, you know, have many different types of alien races in them where some of the genetics are more pure for that original alien race. So back to you, I guess, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking for questions, and I'm the only one I see is from Goldie asking if you could do a clearing sample for arthritis. So that's
okay.
An inflammation issue.
Yeah, I can try that. In fact, if anybody listening is Hebrew, Jewish, okay, you might just, you know, you don't need to put your name in there, but just indicate if that seemed to resonate more with you. I'd just be curious on that because we probably did an activation which may help you out even more because you may have a dormant inside of yourself. Okay, let's see what we can do for arthritis here as a sample clearing. Remember, if you need to have this clearing, you may wish to go on to the circulatory system clearing. That may help you out. And then also we have a special clearing online which you can enter in a specific type of illness. So here we go, arthritis, and you want to focus on where this arthritis is. Might be in your fingers, toes, I don't know. Normally people have it in their hands that I see. But if it's somewhere else, then you need to specify where it is. The light only sees you in pure divine perfection. Here we go. So I'll count to 10. This is a sample clearing. You know, if it does work for you, you definitely want to have that clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Carrie. Maybe we can see if Shannon has any other questions, too.
Yeah. Do you have any more, Shannon?
I just have one more quick question. Can you give us the status of the gray skies, if you know anything?
No, it seems to be about the same still. We still have aliens up there hiding behind the gray skies, so nothing really new on that. I'd recommend doing the free clearing, which is a gray sky clearing, to help us out here. As far as the underground energies of gray sky, which is the program that the militaries are using, that's their name of their whatever you want to call it, their mission, I guess, is gray sky. So that's what's going on. It's still stuff that's happening daily. So, in fact, I wonder how it was when we did the clearing the other night on different races coming in here of the militaries underground fighting the aliens. Maybe somebody could comment on that. That was quite interesting.
Yeah, I remember you doing that. What are you wondering specifically, Ron?
Yeah, I think that was, what, Wednesday maybe, the Wednesday show? Maybe what they felt and which particular, like the Russians and we had the French, the Russians.
Americans, boy, English, African, German.
Germans and then Australians, I think.
Yes.
And I can't recall if we had any other ones because I only did a few of them, but maybe somebody could comment on how it felt as these military people came in from different countries.
I know I yawned on two of them, the Russians and one of the others. I was yawning. I was wondering if you'd woken them up to bring them in. And I remember grinning my head off when you brought the British in.
Yeah,
those are the things that I remember.
Yeah, whenever I do it, to me the Russians have a lot of heart energy, and just very, very nice. But each one had their own type of energies.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
So we'll see what comes on the fast chat here.
Well, when you were doing the Jewish money codes, I think we've got some comments from that. And Mika is saying, feeling an opening center of body throughout. I think that was on that one. And Goldie is saying, that money code feels really good inside me. I think those are the two comments that we have so far. And I'm still not really seeing any questions. So we are able to run quite a bit over tonight, you guys. So if you have questions, do get typing because we can read some of them out. Donna is saying, I felt compassion from the French soldiers, Ron, when you brought those in.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So Shannon, can you muster up another question? I'm not really seeing anything. I'm hoping I'm not missing anything on the fast chat here, but I don't see anything right now. Do you have anything else that's popped into your head since we've been talking?
I do, but I wrote them all down, but I can't even read my own scribbling. I guess that's about it for now, unless you want to do another quick critter clearing.
Yeah, we can do a critter. Yeah, so this will go with our 8-hour calls that we're doing a week from tomorrow, starting off with a 4-hour, then the next three Sundays we do 8-hour calls apiece to get rid of critters. So let's work with the maggots on top of our head. Here we go. To get rid of those, so if you feel like your scalp is crawling or itchy, that's because we're moving them here. Here we go. So one, and they're being terminated. Two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and we'll do I guess the octopus energy is the most common that people need to get off of them. These I see as typically whenever I do a lot of battles with the aliens underground. These are the octopus energies that we take out a lot, and these are the Arcturians. Now, I'm not saying that all Arcturians are bad, but all the ones that I've dealt with are. So haven't seen a good one yet, but there could be one or two out there. So here we go. I don't want to upset anybody. So here we go. One, this is the octopus energies. Two, three, these are normally around your rib cage, you're living inside of you. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. We'll do the energies in your joints. The person before was asking about arthritis, so this typically could be, you know, one of the energies, maybe a lot more, but this is the caterpillars that go into your joints to cause you pain. Here we go, getting rid of caterpillars. And this you can also do on the Alien Attack page. It's $30 a month. If you do have something, you may want to go in there and do this continuously. The 8-hour calls are much more comprehensive, but you do have another way of doing, you know, this type of clearing. So here we go, caterpillars in your joints. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And let's see. Any suggestions?
Janice is requesting a pain clearing for her neck. She woke up with a pain in her neck, it looks like.
Okay, so next, that's probably joints. It could be a critter in there, so let's just see what happens. Here we go. One,
okay.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Sometimes these are like worms that come in there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. And P is asking if there were any soldiers from China.
As of this date, I have not seen any soldiers from China.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but I haven't seen any. The African soldiers are very nice. I'll just bring those in. So here they come, and you might feel your room get filled up. Might feel heavy. And when they leave, you know, they'll be gone. But sometimes that happens. They come in because you're dealing with light energy, and they are fully armed to fight aliens. So here they come, the African soldiers. One, two, three, four, five. In fact, most soldiers do typically feel heavy. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now, if you're under attack and they happen to come in, then it'll feel lighter for you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, they're there. They're here, they're there, they're just out of our perception. So our senses cannot pick them up. This is much like, you know, how we, in a sense, view timelines. We can't really see where we're going and what's there, but they're all running alongside of us instantly as you're having all these multidimensional lives at one time, which right away when you know that or hear somebody talk about that, you know that that can't be light, because in true light you only have one time, one lifetime in the now. You're not a multidimensional being experiencing all these. And you're definitely not multidimensional whatsoever. So, back to you guys.
Okay, so Dreamer, I think this is a question, not a statement, there's a question mark. Canadian future soldiers take down underwater dark ETs. I guess that's a question. Are they doing that, perhaps, is the question.
All of them are doing that, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
So they may be, you know, in the waters, you know, they're just down there finding aliens. As of now, I know they're down about 150 miles below the Earth's surface, going through tunnels.
All righty. And then I know when we go to the lightship, that doesn't work on the archives, Ron, but of the clearings that you've done today, I think you mentioned that the clone ones will not work on the archives, did you say?
Yes, the clone healings will not work on the archives.
Okay, and then what about the alien critter samples that you just did?
Yeah, they will work, yes. Uh-huh.
They will work, okay. Yeah. And then how about the when you were bringing in the money energy, the Jewish money codes, will that work?
Yeah, that will work, yes. Remember, the sample clearings will only work probably about 10 times for you, maybe even less, because that's designed just to show you that the light is working. So I'm not going to allow my energy to run out for somebody who wants to keep hitting the BBS programs and repeating maybe a minute session for 100 times. It'll last for about 10 times maximum, which will tell you that it's working, and then it's up to you to do a whole lifetime clearing or whatever clearing you're working on. So the fact that they're on the archives and they work, that's great, but their usefulness to you is just enough to educate you, just like you're a first-time listener, to know that these clearings do work. So, you know, it's not designed for you to go in there and hit a clearing 1,000 times in a year to feel better. They will not work. 10 times is about the maximum that I'm going to allow, which is what I mentioned probably 2 to 3 years ago on the BBS program. But they are there for people to experience the different clearings so that you know that you may need something. If you don't feel it and you feel other ones, then very possibly you may not need that clearing. And that's the way so you can understand what they're about. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Sue is asking about the 8-hour intensive that you have starting up next weekend, and she's asking if these upcoming 8-hour calls are a good place to start with clearing. So Sue, it sounds like Sue is somebody new, so maybe you want to mention how a newcomer should begin with all your clearings.
Well, the first one that you probably would want to have is the emotional one, because that's the reason why you're still here. You're here because you deal in the duality of emotions. And so when you have your whole lifetime emotional clearing, it can help you out. You know, if you haven't done anything and you want to come on the call, by all means, the alien critters are still with you, regardless if you do the emotional clearing or not. But to really have a better life around you, then the emotional one is what you would want to have. If you happen to be in pain or you don't know about the critters and you're kind of curious, you can go on for $10 for 1 week. And there's a lot on that particular site to do on that page, but you may want to just focus on the alien critters and just try each one of them. And you will feel typically different if you're able to sense any type of body energies. Most people always feel the energies. You know, I don't think I have too many people that commented that they went on there and didn't feel anything. You know, so it always works. But the 8-hour calls you on the lightship for the whole month in quarantine. And that's the main advantage, because you're being worked with 24/7 for a whole month. So, and we'll be sending out emails too. You can go to the website and check if you want to get an email, or you can go sign up on our email list there. And we'll be sending out emails probably in a few days again here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Tom is saying that he's feeling a heavy feeling from the soldiers that you brought in.
So we're
going to
have them get released now. So here they go. I'll count to five to release them. And one, two, three, four, and five. So they're there to protect you. That's what their job is to make the world, the earth, free from aliens. So the reason why you could feel heavy is because they are fighting aliens, and their particular armor that they're wearing, their weaponry and stuff might feel a little heavy to you. It's not that they're negative, it's that they're bringing forth, you know, the way they work, and they may feel heavy. Remember, they're living live on timelines, and they're just outside of yours, so you could actually probably feel them. And some person mentioned about their eyes kind of felt a little different with the, I think the Russians and the British, probably because they might be smoking. So anyway, some people can feel that too. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Excuse me. So P is asking regarding the upcoming clone clearing that you're putting together, Ron. She's asking which whole life clearing should we do to prepare for that one? Is there anything that we should get done before we do this new clone one that's coming?
Well, it's mainly dealing with emotion, so you might want to look at yourself. I'm sure that you've all had the unlimited emotional clearing. That's what you need to have so you can stay current. So if you haven't done the unlimited emotional one, then you want to get on that and just keep clearing stuff out of your life that you can bring up as you have situations happen to you. Remember, the situations will relate to a specific type of emotional energy. You may want to do some timeline crashes also. You may even want to go into the feeling body. The feeling body is also very important. That's the next body that normally gets overloaded after the emotional one. So you may want to do a whole lifetime feeling body. So that's kind of what I would probably recommend doing. You know, if you're a mental person, then, you know, do the mental clearing in case you're stuck mentally and you can't understand what we're talking about. Maybe some people just don't get it. That's because the mind is so strong that it needs to come back into the light so that they can take away the energies preventing you to have the consciousness of light in your consciousness. Otherwise, it'll just be darkness, and the mental clearing can help you with that. So it gets rid of the mind chatter. But the timeline crashings are good. You know, it's whatever you do, you know, whatever your issue is, you know, whatever you're dealing with, check out the website and just see what you're relating to, because all those have to get released if you want to have a better life here. And they'll all help as the you know, clones get released from you because they're coming in through your emotions. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then P was also just asking, when is the summer special that you were running still in effect? I'm not sure if that's ended or not.
Yeah, I'll continue that here for a little bit here. So if you had a clearing for $100 or more, then you can get the next one for half price. The actual clone one, I will not do that special with. But if you do have maybe a maid in your house, somebody you're living with, then I will allow it to be half price. That way you can both benefit by that. But I won't have that on the summer special type of thing.
Okay.
It takes a lot of energy out of me to do that.
Yeah.
So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Goldie's asking if some aliens are good.
I haven't seen too many good ones. Remember,
remember
the whole, what you have underground here fighting is probably about 25% of the world population right now fighting, okay? Fighting aliens. So I'm sure that there may be a couple good ones, maybe, a few races. What you have heard about, you know, in the media and stuff are typically not good. And so my answer would be 99.9% of them are no good, period.
And some of them may have started good, but become corrupted.
Well, it's just like humans here. We all started good, but the humans here turned to darkness. That's why everybody is still here listening to all just living on the planet, because your ancestors chose darkness. And that's why you're here. So the race
Ron,
of humans
may,
here
what percentage?
Are in darkness. So you could say are the humans here, the aliens that are here, that are humans, are they good? Well, they're in darkness. And also, as far as the alien fighting down underground, those are the ones that are not wanting to come into the light. And, you know, I don't want any other alien races down there fighting. If they do come down there and attempt to fight, they'll probably be terminated by the other aliens that are down there. And I'm not going to materialize their bodies. I helped out Fred Bell and the Pleiadians that were there, you know, helping him. I'm not saying that they were good, but they were caught, you know, they were in a forced battle from other aliens, so naturally we helped them. But aside from that, no, I'm not going to. In fact, the light ship and the forces down there are not going to allow other alien races to go underground to fight, because it's just too hard to deal with the different limited technologies that these alien races have. They'd all be terminated. So that's basically that in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no aliens underground fighting the aliens that are there. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Shannon, I heard you speaking there, but I'm not sure what you said. Did you want to say something?
I missed the percentage of the world's population fighting aliens. What percentage was that?
It's about 25% of our world population right now.
Wow.
Really?
Okay. But 7 billion, so you can do the numbers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how many are underground fighting in timelines, okay? Remember, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of timelines that they can live on in these tunnels, okay?
Mm.
And it's so everybody that has probably been in the military are like enlisted to fight, and they're going back through time. From where we are now, going back in time, and they're being recruited if they choose to do that, okay? So it's a pretty big operation. Remember, they're here. The aliens were here to destroy the planet. And that's why the Earth Spirit jumped up tremendously probably last Saturday, because of what we've been doing down there. And we probably uncovered a lot of the alien races that were holding the Earth Spirit captive, or slicing and dicing it up, and we're able to now get it back to the light ship in quarantine to get it fixed.
Oh,
this is what for you, too, if they can find you. They happen to have it in the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on that, you know, is really hard to even describe or talk about, because you don't know what's happening when you're not here, and they're in control of time. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Dreamer has another question. Can CLS just scan cities and do clearings like that way?
No. No, it doesn't do any scanning. The light ship does not scan anything. It only comes to the defense of people in the underground who are fighting aliens. You cannot ever go to the light ship yourself. Unless I'm with you to bring you up there, you will not have any clearings unless, you go online and pay for the codes to get them sent to you. So you cannot give the codes to somebody else, because they will not be cleared by the light ship. Remember, something else could clear them, even in the name of the light ship, but you will not be on the light ship. And, you know, this is very important to understand that the light does not do anything because it's in non-judgment. It'll only come as the aliens are being terminated and start to cause damage to the military forces underground. And then the light will come and terminate them. But it's this is mainly a force that is handled by the people living on this planet or who have lived on this planet to get rid of the aliens. The light only comes when they need when it needs to come, because the main thing is whatever's dealing with taking away your free choice, free will, they'll come in and do that. But if the fighting stopped right now, the light ship would do nothing, because it doesn't judge anything. It only come to the aid of the people that are fighting if they need to have help or they get terminated. That's why the Palladians got completely healed with Dr. Fred Bell, you know, when that happened. And it was quite interesting to watch the Palladian ship that I saw, you know, in the sky in a ship cloud. Very interesting, as they gave their thanks for being brought back to life. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Nikki is just asking, how do you ask for the summer special? So how do you want people to get in touch with you about that, Ron?
Yeah, just send me an email, and I can give you a call back or something, or an email on how to do that. Very simple.
And the best address right now for you?
All of them should be working, but you can use healing@creationlightship.com.
Okay. All right, I'm just looking for some more questions. Let's see. Sarah is asking, so are we part of the 25% fighting?
No, only if you've been in the military.
Yeah.
I have to have some people that wanted to do the fighting, so that's between, you know, what they want to do, and they probably got enlisted. But typically, it takes people who probably have had prior training with guns to, you know, do that type of work. So that's why they take people mainly out of boot camp or whatever and put them into the future, train them, and bring them back here on this timeline. So that's kind of what's happening. So if you've been in the military, more than likely you are doing maybe sorties and doing different types of fighting down there. And you may have a recall of that maybe sometime in the daytime or at night, bringing forth what you've done. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Shannon, have you thought of any more questions?
No, I just have a comment. I was looking at the fast chat. What Goldie said, she said, so all this fascination with aliens is not good? That's an understatement.
Yeah, that's an understatement. That's correct. Yeah, all they do is want to abduct you. Yeah. So I don't, I'm not a proponent of aliens. People will say how nice they are and maybe, you know, whatever, but, you know, it's pretty negative. And after going to a few of the UFO conferences that I've been to, and people say, yeah, I went to this conference here, or I'm in the conference, you know, maybe it could be a couple of day event or so. And then they come and they say, gee, how come I got these cuts on my body? I go, well, you volunteered to be here to find out about the aliens, and they abducted you, and they're experimenting with you. You know, kind of like, what do you expect? You know, get a clue, because you're giving permission to have this experimentation being done to you. And does it stop after that? Maybe not. Remember, curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah, aliens are destroying the Earth. They're doing horrible things to us. They're not good. Stay heart-centered.
Not good at all. Okay, so we should probably maybe call it quits tonight. So thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, Ron. It was you're very interesting. Thank you for what you do for us. Thank you, and thanks, Carrie, for being a wonderful host, and thanks to all our heart-centered friends.
Okay,
well, thank you very much
for
helping out.
And in the now is where the light is only, never outside of yourself, doesn't channel to you, will never talk to you, will never talk through anybody else. So it doesn't come through angels or anything else out there. Just know that you already have it with you in your spirit. It's up to you to connect to the light. And, you know, your spirit's waiting. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. And we'll see you later. Good night. Thank you, everyone, for coming on.